This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. David, how many bottles of water do you think you drink a day?
Well, actually, I only drink Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew, Strawberry Yoo-Hoo, and the occasional Pepto-Bismol.
Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew? Do they even make that anymore?
Fun fact, no. I have to make my own with McDonald's Sprite, and you guessed it, Texas Pete.
I am genuinely horrified to hear that.
Me too.
You know, unlike other bottled waters, Le Bleu water only has two ingredients, hydrogen and oxygen. Nothing more, nothing less. Le Bleu's award-winning ultra-pure water is the result of their patent-pending five steps beyond Mother Nature process, which eliminates the inorganic materials and creates uniquely pure water, free of contaminants and perfectly balanced and fresh tasting.
And Le Bleu produces only the highest quality, ultra-pure bottled water on the market. You can get them in 1 liter, 1.5 liters, 12 ounces, 20 ounces, or even in the 3 to 5 gallon water coolers. And best of all, Le Bleu Central conveniently delivers this pure refreshment right to your home or office.
That's right. Le Bleu delivers our water coolers right here to Clearview Church every single month like clockwork. And it's not just water. Le Bleu supplies the finest gourmet coffees, teas, and hot chocolates to accommodate every preference in your office. I'm talking Green Mountain, Starbucks, Krispy Kreme, Donut Shop. So whether you're looking for the perfect brew for yourself or for your workplace, Le Bleu has got you covered.
You can visit their website today at MyLeBleu, that's MyLeBleu.com, and use promo code TODAY, that's TODAY, for a 10% discount at checkout. Every single purchase you make using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show and gets you one step closer to the purest, most refreshing water you've ever tasted.
Thank you to Le Bleu for sponsoring this episode. Now let's start the show.
Where's my Mountain Dew?
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028, or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. You guys can help us keep the conversation moving forward by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. We're going to leave a couple of links in the description so you can do just that.
Someone has sat in my chair.
Does it feel? I noticed you shifting sort of uncomfortably. I also don't like this. We have like little cable, guard dogs on the floor between us, and I can't scoot. Every time I try to scoot, I do this. Look at here.
Here we go. Now we're talking.
I can't scoot.
Now we're talking. Look at how much more comfortable that is.
What'd you do?
The arms had to come up.
Yeah, I like the arms up on my
chair. And then I scoot my chair down a little bit.
Hey, Ryan, I got a question for you.
Here comes the money.
It's not a question. It's actually a song. Here come the money. All right, $1 Million Monday. I want to give you $1 million in cash, my friend.
And I love
that.
But
the next 10, so for 10 weddings or 10 funerals, so like if you do a wedding, that's one. And then if the next one is a wedding, that's two. But if the next one's a funeral, that's three. So either one count. For the next 10 weddings or funerals you attend, you have to show up in PJs. and this is not, let me clarify, because I ran this by a couple of people and they were like, oh, I don't wear PJs, so I'm good. I can just wear whatever. No. You will have a set of pre-approved PJs.
You are going to wear pajamas.
You're going to wear pajamas. It will be a pajama pant, a pajama shirt, and maybe a nightcap. if you want to get some extra cash, I'll give you an extra $500,000 if you include the nightcap and like a little candle. So you can
an extra $500,000.
Yeah. So you can.
So
you
$1.5 million.
But if you do 1.5, you have to wear the nightcap and the candle. Weddings and funerals apply.
See, here's the thing. Like, I'm thinking like 10 weddings and funerals. How many weddings and funerals do I go to a year? Not many.
Well, we work at a church, so there's quite a bit, and also that adds another layer where these people know you.
Right.
This is your church family. I think we do, but you don't have.
I'm just thinking, like, in the next 10, am I going to hit one of my kids?
Oh,
like, would it be their wedding?
Oh. Well, I think you'd get through the funerals. Yeah, you'll go to 10 more funerals before your kids get married. So, like, if you do a wedding, that's one.
Right.
If the next one's a funeral, that's two.
Right.
If you do if there's another wedding, that's three.
Yeah, I'd probably take it.
So there will be 10 weddings that you attend, or funerals.
10 weddings slash funerals, some combination of those.
Yes, it does not have to be 10 weddings and then 10 funerals.
Yeah, I'd probably take that. I was trying not to wind up at my own kid's wedding in pajamas.
I have a feeling you'll attend 10 funerals before. How old is your oldest kid? 11?
12.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll attend. I mean, now
I got married at 20.
If you didn't work at a church, I would say, yeah, it might be. It's a kind of a stretch. But I feel like we attend at least like 4 or 5 funerals a year.
True. Okay. Yeah, I'll take it.
But keep in mind, this is your church family.
That's fine.
And someone's like, my mom just died, and Ryan, I would really love it if you would speak at the funeral.
I would be happy to.
And then you show up.
I will be in pajamas. Are you still okay with me speaking at the funeral?
Wow. Can you please not wear pajamas?
I cannot, but I can give a memorial gift for your mom in excess of $100,000.
You said what?
I can give a memorial gift for your mom in her honor and memory in excess of $100,000.
Now, this is kind of meta outside the bit. You're going to lose a lot of money quick. $100,000?
Yeah, I feel like most people would be like, no.
I'd be like, yeah, okay. Then,
unfortunately, I can't attend. I'm praying for you. Okay. In my pajamas.
I would also take it.
I would take it.
Now, if you stay by the rules, like if it's not like shirts and like a t-shirt and shorts, because that's my pajamas, if you like wear actual PJs, you can choose the PJs. They can be like Pokemon PJs. They can be like plaid. And if you do like the 1.5 extra with the nightcap and the candle,
yeah.
I mean, you could wear a dressing gown if you want.
Yeah.
You can wear like a Ebenezer Scrooge gown. Yeah. I would also take the money. Fellas in the back, y'all taking the money? You showing up to a funeral or a wedding in PJs? Yeah, cool.
100%. 100%.
Okay, let's ask Dr. Shaw.
Write in and let us know if you guys would take that deal.
Yeah, I think he would do it.
I think so too. I think you would. Write in and let us know if you take that deal. 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. Before we go and bring Dr. Shaw in, we do have the secret word of the day. Ryan, I believe this is my word today. Cursory.
Cursory.
Cursory. Something described as cursory can be done or made very quickly. So I just gave it like a little cursory glance. I feel like this is going to be easy.
Yeah, you can do that one.
Yeah.
You can do that one.
Cursory is the secret. We're going to try to sneak the secret word past Dr. Shaw in our conversation. If he hears it, he's going to buzz in with that sound right there. And that was how we know we are publicly shamed on the show.
Stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
Hey, what's going on, listeners? My name is John.
And I'm Ellie.
And we just want to take a second and let you know about Dr. Shaw's new book on the market right now called Can We Recover the Original Text of the New Testament? Boy, that is a long title.
True, but it's a very simple message. The original text of the New Testament is not only attainable, but there are lots of different ways that scholars go about discovering it.
There's a lot of people out there saying that the original text is lost forever, or that it's hopeless to actually try to find it, or that there's many texts of the New Testament. But alongside Dr. David Allen Black, Dr. Shaw has actually compiled papers from some of the world's leading experts in textual criticism, including one written by himself on various methodologies for extracting the original text. And listen, if you're interested in textual criticism, this book is a great introduction to the field.
You can pick up your copy on Amazon, or you can buy it from our church website. That's clearviewbc.org. We're going to leave a link in the description box so you can get your copy today.
Love that. Ellie, let's hop back in.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shaw, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. If you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text at 252-582-5028.
That's right, and we're here once again live at the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shaw, who's a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show. Dr. Shaw, happy Million Dollar Monday, my friend.
Okay. I'm ready.
It's a beautiful day for $1 million. Hey, listen, I'm going to give you $1 million.
Okay.
But the next 10 weddings slash funerals, so both count.
I'm doing one this weekend.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, okay. The next 10 weddings slash funerals that you attend,
okay,
you have to wear PJs.
Oh.
You have to wear pajamas. But you also get an extra $500,000 if you wear a nightcap and a candle.
Like Scrooge?
Like Scrooge. You don't have to wear the dressing gown. You can just wear like a PJ shirt, like one of the button-down PJ shirts, PJ pants. And then if you can leave it at that for $1 million, or you can get an extra half, so 1.5, but you have to wear a candle and a nightcap.
They won't let me though. What do I do? I have to convince them that I can.
No, you just show up, and then if they're like, "Hey, we want to go another direction," then you just like okay, and you go home, and it counts.
Do I not do the wedding?
It's just up to them. Yeah, that's really up to them.
That's up to their approval.
So then they have to look for somebody to marry them.
Yeah.
They would have to look for someone else. But you would still get credit for it if you showed up in pajamas. Or
they could just be okay with it, with you wearing PJs.
Yeah. Maybe it's a pajama wedding.
But it's $1 million.
Yeah, I do like that.
$1 million is nice. That does soften the blow.
I'm not going to say any names, but you were approached one time. Someone asked you to be Gandalf for their wedding.
Oh. Yeah.
And as I say that, I wish I was joking.
I went along with it, except it never happened.
It didn't happen.
Yeah. I was like, oh, really? And at first I laughed. I was like, and they're like, yeah, so I'm going to wear this and then you can be like Gandalf. I'm like, so like the Lord of the Rings?
Oh, you're
serious?
Said,
yeah, that's our theme.
Now, Gandalf is pretty cool, though. But
so I'm the wizard.
Know. Yeah, you would be the wizard. But I don't know. I don't think he's ordained to marry people. No. I don't think he has that authority.
I mean, it just didn't match me. I'm like, I'm from India.
Yeah.
So it's like Gandalf. It would be like Gandhi or something.
By, by the authority vested in me, by the state of North Carolina and the Grand Council of Middle Earth, I now pronounce you.
Ah, you fools.
Yeah. That's what he says at the reception.
I'd be more like, go back, British.
they'd be looking
somebody,
at you.
So the bride's running behind, and he says, a bride is never late, nor is she early.
Yeah, yeah.
She arrives precisely when she means
they'd
to.
They'd be like, I wish the caterers hadn't run out of food. And you'd be like, so do all who live to see such times.
Yeah.
That is not for them to decide. So $1 million, you'll take the PJs. You'll wear the PJs.
I'll do, and then I'll get there, and then I don't know what will happen.
It doesn't have to. Now, if you want, I'll
you
say.
You can also give them a heads up.
What if we do
you
this?
Say, hey, I'd love to do your wedding, or I'd be honored to do, you know, to perform the funeral. I am going to wear pajamas.
Funeral too?
Yeah.
Funeral. They
wedding,
count.
Wedding
they
count. And or funeral.
You just have to attend. So what if we do this? What if we say we'll take it down to $500,000, and it can be weddings and funerals that you're not officiating. You just attend them.
I can do that.
But you you'll take $500,000, half
yeah,
the
just
money.
Just show up and just show, hang out.
And it can be random funerals, random weddings, just go
in the
PJ.
Back.
Just sit in the back. Sure. That's what I think Ryan or David said. They said, I'll just sit in the back and not bother nobody.
Absolutely.
I'll wear my PJs.
No problem.
But I'll do it.
But you only get $500,000.
Yeah, $500,000 is a lot of money.
Okay. Very cool.
$500,000?
That's a lot of money.
I can buy some stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know what you could do? You know what you could do? I just thought of this. You could get up to $1 million if you could get Nicole in on it. So if she shows up in PJs at the wedding, maybe both of y'all. Cause y'all
knowing her, she'll do it.
She'll do it?
She'll do it.
No shame?
No shame there. She'll do it. They're like, I'll do it.
And Nicole will be like, I don't care about these people.
Give me the money.
The verse of the day today is coming from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32 through 34. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens.
Wow. You know, after just like a cursory reading, it feels like that's just something to kind of prop up these people of the past. But when you really dig into it, you start to see that especially these judges that are mentioned in the Hall of Faith, there's a lot more spiritual truth to what's being said there, that the author of Hebrews is pointing to these soldiers, these warriors, as types of Christ, but also as just being fulfilled in their own stories, their own narratives.
Yes. Yeah. They're not the bad guys.
Mm. Yeah.
They're the
That's
good
right.
guys.
That's right. Also,
I got it.
Do you know what the word was?
No, so here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
If I cannot tell you the word, then it doesn't count.
Do you know the word?
Fulfilled?
No, it was cursory.
Oh, you win.
Thank you, my friend. Cursory. I didn't think I was going to get. I tried Ryan's tactic of getting it out there first, because I feel like the more time goes on, the more
we're gonna find another way. Because y'all are getting me with these silly elementary words.
Elementary. I'll tell you what. I'll start.
I know you're not doing this, but I feel like the words are weighted. I feel like I get difficult ones.
No, man. You got.
What was my word on Friday?
Friday was attenuate.
Attenuate versus cursory.
Guess what? You got it. He didn't hear. He didn't get it. So what do you say?
It's tough.
The one for
attenuate.
Today. Cephalogy.
Huh?
Cephalogy. That's the one that was for Yikes. Like today, the day of recording. Cephalogy. Oh, we should have done that. It's the scientific study of elections.
Cephalogy.
Oh, cephalogy.
Yeah. Never heard of that.
P-S-E-P-H-O-L-O-G-Y. Yeah,
so what if I get in on the game?
Yeah, sure. You want a word? I can get you in on this.
Sure.
Yeah. I'll put it in
I'll get in on it and then see if y'all can remember.
Yeah, absolutely. We can do Dr. Shaw's secret word. Let's do it. Very cool.
But, you know, we're talking about these characters. It talks about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah. You right now are preaching through a series through the book of Judges.
That's right.
That has been hugely impactful, not just for our church family, but for the community as well. Right. Hearing these stories in a new light. And one of my favorite things that you've said in this series is examining these stories and really all of Scripture through the filter of Christ and through the filter of the Christian life. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, it changes the way that we approach it. It changes the way that we see, oh, this is an interesting story in the Old Testament versus this story is giving me stuff that I need to know for my life, and this story is pointing us toward Christ.
I think especially on a day like today, because today's Veterans Day, and we're doing like a kind of a Veterans Day episode, but I think what the author of Hebrews is doing, and what you have done as well, and I think what a lot of pastors actually do, is bringing it back to a place where, like, we're not glorifying war. We're not glorifying the violence and the conquest that some of these people have had to go through. Instead, we're glorifying them acting out God's narrative. Mm-hmm. You know, they are representative of
what... And you're referring to Judges.
Judges, of course, yes. Yeah, yeah. They're soldiers, not conquerors, if right. that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Conquerors in the sense that they win the day, they win the victory, but not... colonizers, I guess, is the that's not the narrative right. that God is laying out through the Judges.
Yes. Now, thinking about our veterans, it's not that we're glorifying wars or soldiers.
Right.
We are glorifying their sacrifices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
That behind this nation are men and women in uniform who go away from their families and spend their lives, maybe whether it's a year or 2 years or... you know, the whole life, mm-hmm. Giving it in the service of the nation.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, there's a difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day.
That's right.
So don't confuse those two.
Yeah.
Memorial Day is for those who died in battle.
Mm-hmm.
Veterans Day is not for those who died in battle. They probably are living or they lived into a ripe old age mm-hmm. and then passed away. But
right.
that's different.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah. And it's important for us. You know, growing up, my birthday is the day immediately prior to Veterans Day. It was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So Veterans Day was always something that was kind of on my radar because it fell so near my birthday, but I did not appreciate it growing up. I think because I didn't grow up in a family that was immediately touched by somebody in the armed forces. Like I didn't have a brother or a father or like someone who was that close to me that went and served.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't until I was older that I really clocked like, no, people sacrifice so that I can enjoy mm-hmm. the freedoms that I have. People gave up time away from their families. People gave up time away from the comforts of their own homes and went and fought and protected our nation, mm-hmm. protected my right to have the life that I have today.
I think it was the opposite for me. Like my uncle was military police in the Air Force for a number of years.
This is on your mom or dad's side?
My dad's side.
Okay.
And I think my mom's dad also served. I think he was in the Navy. But I could be wrong on that. But I know he served. He was a military man. Because my mom always complained about that growing up, that he was very rigid. He was very tough, very strict schedule.
Is your mom's dad?
My mom's dad was in, I believe, the Navy.
Okay.
My dad's brother was in the Air Force, military police.
Got you.
And then my dad enlisted for the Coast Guard. He got in a terrible car accident and couldn't go.
Oh, okay.
But there was always a sense of sort of honoring veterans, honoring military. That was very big growing up. My dad was very big on that. My uncle was huge on it.
Mm.
And I think my dad kind of really looked up to my uncle a lot. So I think whatever he valued, my dad also valued. But there was that sense. And we had a neighbor, Doc, who was a veteran. He actually, his hand was blown off in Vietnam. Mm. And so he had a stump or a nub or whatever. And I remember him always coming over. He would talk about it. He would talk about the Vietnam War. And I was like maybe Gavin's age. I was like 4 years old. But there was always this sense of somebody went and fought.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had to leave home, go overseas, fight. And because of that, we get this nice yard and this nice porch and this nice American dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that being a thing growing up.
Yeah. We have the freedoms we do in our nation.
Right.
Celebrating that idea
mm-hmm.
is good
mm-hmm.
because it creates a sense of humility
mm-hmm.
that we did not we don't have the right to be American citizens. It's a privilege. Mm-hmm. Yes, you have the rights, of course, but it's a privilege because someone else not only is a veteran in the sense of they were hired to work in the Army or the Navy or the Marines. By the way, that's also Marine Corps birthday,
Yes. Yes. I believe that's the case.
Or the
yes.
Air Force or the Navy or to, all those branches of the service. It's a job. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's also a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because their job very directly or sometimes indirectly impacts you to live your life in peace and harmony and to be successful. And take vacations because they are over there away from their families.
That's right.
So you can have your vacation with your family.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and I think this idea that we should be grateful to our veterans on Veterans Day, in fact, every day, is something that sometimes comes when we get to a certain stage in life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you are young teenagers or even young adults, it's like, I don't care. I mean, they got to work just like I do.
Right.
I mean, what I need to get up and salute them? I mean, what's the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
But the older you get and the more you understand about life and you have your own house and you work in your house or you work in your yard or you go down to the grocery store and pick up groceries and come home or you travel or you build a business or you buy land. When you do these kind of things and see how difficult that is, and then to realize somebody may not have the time to do that, may not have the opportunity to do that. Why? Because they are away from their families, far away.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
They may not be able to go work in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
They may not be able to fix things in their house for their wife or for their husband. They're not there for their children's, sports or dance or some performance. They cannot be there for their award ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why is your dad not here? Well, he is traveling. He's away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Away, is he going to come back this weekend? No, he's been gone for a year.
Yeah.
Right.
But he's going to come back for a little R&R.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you go, huh. Yeah, it's not like any other job.
Right. Right. It's not. And I think you kind of hit on as well. And I've definitely found it in my life is that the older I'm getting, the more precious life is. The more precious, even a couple of days ago, we had my son's fourth birthday party and just sitting at the house with my family, my sister and her newborn baby. I remember being struck by man, my life is so precious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have something so good.
Yeah.
And then it's a day like today that comes along where you realize I don't have it good just because I worked hard and I got here. It's like, number one, it's God's grace, but also it's men and women who made that sacrifice and who are continuing to make that daily sacrifice, being away from their families, that lets me do it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Was there any, Dr. Shaw, was there any sort of patriotism like this or gratefulness for the military when you were growing up in India? Is this culture here?
Yeah, it's there too.
Okay.
It's there too.
Nice.
Songs are written, movies are made, television shows are there. All this, it happens over there too.
So that's not, when you came here to America, that wasn't a foreign concept to
that
be grateful
part was
for your
not.
Veterans.
But for me to make the shift from saying the Indian Army or the Indian Air Force, the Indian Navy, to the U.S. Army, the U.S. Air Force, the U.S. Navy, the U.S. Marine Corps. Yes, that was the shift.
Mm-hmm.
And that shift happened for me after I became an American citizen. Even prior to that, it was like, wow, these are the people who have done what they did so that I can live in this nation. I'm not a citizen, but still I'm enjoying all these benefits.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But once I became a citizen, this was, I believe, in 2003, I think so, 2003, is when it shifted for me. It was like, wow, they are the reason why I am an American.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are. And so you have to have a little bit of an existential type thinking about it. Because, I mean, somebody can really push you on that idea and say, well, how are they the reason? How are they the reason?
Right.
Like, what do they do? Come and salute you every morning? Or do they come and make up your bed? Or do they buy your groceries for you? Mm-hmm. Or do they come give you money? Do they fix your house? I mean, how are they the reason?
Right.
And then you have to go, well, not directly, but indirectly, they do things so that I can do this.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Oh, are you telling me that the guy who is a plumber or the guy who is a landscaper, they're not the same? No, yes, they are. They are. Everybody's doing something that helps you live a better life. But veterans, even though this is Veterans Day, not Memorial Day, mm-hmm. they can lose their life.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's true. They're always that threat is always there.
Yeah.
And of course, there are law enforcement officers we can also put in the same category and things like that. So I'm saying that carefully because I don't want anybody to think like, oh, they're better than us. No. Mm-hmm. But we should look at our men and women in uniform as a little more special.
Yes. I agree 100%.
Yeah. And I love that, you know, growing up, there was this impetus to whenever you saw someone who was a veteran, or especially who was wearing their colors or who was wearing their right. uniform, go up and thank them for their service. Mm-hmm. And that's something that was instilled in me. That's something that I've, you know, taught my kids. You know, if you see someone, they're the reason that we get to enjoy benefits like yeah. this.
By the way, for those of you listening, and you may already do it, great, keep doing it. But if you don't do it, or if you have family members or children, teach them to do this, or friends, teach them to do this. When somebody is wearing a hat mm-hmm. and it's a veteran, you know, you see I served in Vietnam, or you see some of those pins mm-hmm. Attached to their hats, they're doing that for a reason. Mm-hmm. Not that they're begging you for a compliment. No, of course not. But they're doing it because they want you to know that they are a veteran.
That's right. That's
so
right.
So don't be ashamed to walk up to them and say, thank you so much for your service.
Right. Yeah. One of my favorite parts about going to DC, we've been to DC a number of times doing some filming up there. We actually went up there a little while ago to do some filming for this little bad boy right here, 30 Days Praying for America. But one of the things I always love about going to DC, especially with you, Dr. Shah, is we see a lot of veterans up mm-hmm. there. We go to the memorials, the World War II Memorial, Korean War Memorial, and they're always there. They're there remembering what it took, remembering the people who didn't make it out, their friends and their comrades. But then also just being able to see, like visually see that happen, you know, because right now we're just sitting around a table talking about it, kind of imagining it. But then to see these men, a lot of times they're very old men, they're in wheelchairs, they're being carted around by their family. But there's a heaviness to it. There's a gravity mm-hmm. that I really like and I really appreciate more than anything else.
Yeah. When it's an identity thing too, it's, mm-hmm. it's they served, but they are a veteran and they will continue to be a veteran as long as they're alive.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to make a little shift here and talk about, Army or armed forces, really not mm-hmm. Army, because there's also Navy and mm-hmm. Air Force and Marines and others, but armed forces analogies that Paul utilizes mm-hmm. in his letters. So can I read a couple of those verses?
Please do.
They're especially found in the pastoral epistles and more specifically in 1 and 2 Timothy. Mm-hmm. So here you have 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare.
Hmm.
Warfare.
Yeah.
We're called to be good soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Fight the good fight of faith. Again, the same military mm-hmm. analogy that's used. Mm-hmm. I often wonder, did Paul write this to Timothy because his father was Greek, maybe a Greco-Roman soldier?
Could be. Yeah, maybe he was using language he'd be familiar
yeah.
with.
Yeah, because he was a military brat.
Mm-hmm.
So he understood what this meant.
Yeah.
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier.
Yeah. There's the language being used is not to separate us from those in the armed forces. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's meant to bring us together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe there's something that we can learn from people who are soldiers who are serving on the front right. lines.
And then here's the final one in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7 and 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there's laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. I have fought the good fight.
Yeah. Mm. It's the battle well won.
Yeah, yes. That fight language. That I love that. That would have resonated with Timothy, and it should resonate with us too, especially on days like today where we remember our veterans. We also remember, you know, the fight that God has called us to.
That's right.
And that we ought to fight well.
Find somebody in your life who has served in the military. If it's absolutely no one, do some research. Go on Facebook. Find someone. Send them a Facebook message. But just acknowledge them. You'll feel good about it, and I think it will open your eyes to what it actually takes to give us this life that we have, this very precious life.
Right. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028, or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Be a part of what God is doing through the Clearview Today Show and impacting the nations with the gospel of Jesus. Also want to say a big happy Veterans Day to all of you who are veterans out
there. That's right.
John, what are we plugging as we close today?
We are plugging Dr. Shah and Nicole's book, 30 Days of Praying for America. These are daily devotions to help heal our nation. Things are looking up for our country, but it's still a long road ahead. So this devotional is going to help you and your family to be praying for all the right things. Also, our debut album, Heaven Here and Now, is available on iTunes or Spotify. Make sure you go ahead and pick up your copy today.
That's right. Lots of great content coming your way the rest of this week. Make sure you guys tune in. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.